This is Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 5 weeks after Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, conditions remain alarming for the island's 3.5 million people, a group of 11 United Nations independent experts said, calling for a speedy and well-resourced emergency response that criticized the work thus far. Thousands left homeless by the storm had no relief in sight, few of the island's hospitals were functioning, and there were reports that available water supplies were contaminated, the experts said. Only about 30% of normal electric power is being generated on the island, officials in Puerto Rico said. The Kaiser Foundation says that low-income people in about half of U.S. counties will now be able to get a taxpayer-subsidized Obamacare policy for free, because the Trump administration raised the underlying cost of insurance, leading to higher federal spending for premium subsidies. Fewer than one-third of hotel guests leave any money for housekeepers. The number of restaurants in the U.S. is growing about twice the rate of population. There are now allegations against 36 conservative members of the British Parliament, including two serving cabinet ministers, for inappropriate behavior and sexual harassment. Russian President Vladimir Putin unveiled a government-promoted monument to the victims of political oppression, saying it was a powerful admonition against oppression. Dennis Banks, founder of the American Indian Movement, died at 80 in Minnesota. He once led a six-day takeover of the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington and mounted an armed 71-day occupation of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Inflammatory posts on Facebook by Russian agents intended to sow discord during the election reached 126 million users on Facebook, published more than 1,000 posts on Twitter, and uploaded over 1,000 videos on YouTube. In some cases, Russian front groups organized rallies and demonstrations using the internet. New research by the World Well-Being Project, based at the University of Pennsylvania, shows that people who have access to exercise and health foods are somewhat more likely to be happy. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.